And again, I just sort of caution you that we've put confidence intervals and such on this, but we're talking, and it, you know, if you just scan these numbers in the table, we're talking about fairly small numbers. But I think it's a goal of ours now in the PROS Consortium to move ahead and get very extensive ER, PR, HER2, you know, marker status on all the women that we have, because we are seeing differences. If you look at the difference, if you look at BRCA2, ER positive, ER negative, or all tumors, we see something that's kind of flat. Obviously, the confidence intervals get quite wide if you think about ER negative. Negative breast tumors, but this is actually asking the effect of oophorectomy. These estimates of the effect of oophorectomy on an ER negative, a subsequent ER negative BRCA2 tumor. Across the board, oophorectomy seems to be reducing risk of all breast tumors, but in BRCA1 we have now fairly consistently, but again not with a lot of power, seen that ER positive tumor, there is a risk reduction, but in ER negative tumors, we almost consistently now see no risk reduction effect. So we have to think about what that means. Obviously, we need a lot more data, and I don't want to make too much of this except to say that these data and the consistency of these data over the last couple of years, at least in our set, have made us very interested in pursuing additional analyses of this type, increased powered analysis, to ask, is there really truly no effect of oophorectomy to prevent future ER-negative breast tumors in BRCA1 mutation carriers? And if that's the case, that might change the way we think about applying oophorectomy in BRCA1 mutation carriers, but maybe not. Obviously, we're very interested in women